over tonight to our second speaker, who is Paul.
Thanks, Charlie.
Okay, yeah, I'm Paul Menedict. Apologies to anyone else that knows me by any other names. So it's nice to be asked, and I hope I don't let anyone down. You know, even though I'm a little bit nervous tonight. You know, normally you can't stop me. So if I haven't said anything that you know about me, I'm sure you'll talk about it afterwards. Yeah, okay, let's get that out of the way. Okay, so if you're a newcomer, welcome. If you're first meeting, welcome. And if you've been around a few years like me, welcome. Because we do bury people with years under their belt as well, so you know what I mean. We're not as, you know, people say the newcomer is the most important person, which, you know, theoretically is true, but you know, also there's a lot of people around that don't stick around and pay the price, you know what I mean. For me, it's not enough just to come here and just sit down at the back and you know, kind of like do nothing, you know what I mean. It's not going to work. That wasn't the kind of treatment I had initially. Mind you, the first treatment centre was a bit of a nut ass, but that's because I was in it. Yeah. Where can we start? Let's start with some music, you know what I mean? Step one. You know, why I'm here, you know what I mean? You know, kind of like, even though I've been on a few nice holidays and I've got a Ralph Lauren on and a pair of G-Star jeans, you know what I mean? You know, it's a step one, it's one of the most important steps in the fellowship. It's the step that brought me in, you know what I mean? You know, and you know, so it's important I talk about it. Anyone that says it's not about using, well, you better go back and do something. you know, so it's all like, I grew up not too far away from here, probably 2 miles, you know, kind of, you know, my first kind of visions were of, kind of like waking up in a care home. I'm not blaming that or anything like that. I don't want to be a victim of my past. I think, you know, there's positives to your past as well. You know what I mean? You know, kind of like, and, you know, they kind of can make you as well. You know, sort of, you know, so I kind of grew up, my first visions were kind of like, you know, my mum drinking. You know, quite heavy drinking, vodkas, few iron, few slaps about, etc. You know what I mean? So it wasn't a nice kind of, you know what I mean? It was the last thing I wanted to do. You know, kind of like when I witnessed that, kind of like I didn't want to be. Me and my brother were kind of left on the sofa and things like that. My mum would go out and whatever. You know what I mean? Fend for ourselves. And, you know, kind of like we wanted to live with our dad. You know what I mean? You know, kind of like, and you know, and I kind of carried quite a lot of hurt and pain around that. And I didn't speak to my mum for 28 years. And in fact, till I came into recovery. You know, and kind of like we wanted to be with our dad and whatever, so I just wind the tape on a little bit, you know what I mean, and you know, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, I grew up in a little place called Summers Town, and you know, then all of a sudden, like, I saw a different side, you know what I mean, you know, which was a Saturday afternoon, you know, my dad's friends drinking in the pub, at a pub called the Jubilee. You know what I mean? And I thought, this is fucking, sorry, done it already. This is great. This is what I want to do. I really enjoy this. I really enjoy people having a laugh and, you know, drinking and sipping out of their Arthur lagers and whatever, or sipping out my dad's ale. I thought, this is really great. Forgot sofa, the idings of beatings or whatever, you know. You know, kind of, didn't see any pub stabbings, dealings, pubs going through raids or anything like that, you know what I mean? I just thought, this is great. Everyone's laughing, joking, you know, going over to football, I've got my Arsenal kit on, you know what I mean? I just thought, this is great. This is what I want to do. You know what I mean? And kind of like, and you know, and anyway, kind of like, you know, over the years, I kind of got expelled from a few schools and whatever, and kind of I went away to a boarding school and for naughty boys, and you know, and it was great. I mean, I heard my pal share about this. I mean, you know, you can get expelled from 3 schools and end up with cross country, football field, swimming pools, a lot. You know what I mean? You know, I had a great time. I had a great time in there. You know what I mean? You know, kind of done well. Kind of described as a bright child, and you know, and then when I got to about 14 or 15, they said, you've done so well, we can't do no more for you, and you've got to go back to London. No, I don't want to go back there, no one's listening to me. You know, and I'm going to mess this up, you know what I mean? And kind of like, so I ended up back in London, and it wasn't too long before I was, you know, kind of got involved with a few old pals or whatever, you know, at school that I'd known or whatever that you do, you just link up with, you know what I mean? My mum had gone off with another guy, my dad had gone off over to Stepney, so it was me and my brother, really, 14, 15, you know, fending for ourselves again, you know what I mean? You know, sort of, I used to go over to my nan's, get something to eat and whatever, and, you know, so this is where I kind of like, you know, Friday nights, this is where kind of like 14, 15, there's nothing to do, you know, so let's go and get some drink, you know what I mean? And, you know, kind of like, I started drinking outside the flats on the council estates and things like that, you know, one-off meister, you know, tenants, and you'll get braver, three or four tenants, police stations, you know, all of a sudden, like, you know, you're in before the courts and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And I remember when I was about 18, 19, and we'd got involved with some rugby supporters and whatever, and they'd come off pretty bad, and ended up getting arrested, and it was the first time in my life I was probably looking at a 5 to 6 year sentence, you know what I mean? And, you know, and that kind of scared me, you know what I mean? You know, kind of like, you know, I was banged up for 18 hours, and, you know, I kept my mouth shut, and, you know, kind of, you know, that. But I didn't think, you know, this is really bad, you know, I want to change my life. You know, kind of like, you know, I better knuckle down now and, you know, go get a college degree or get a university. I thought, you know what I need to do? I need to not hang about the area if this ever happens again. I need to be smarter, you know what I mean? You know, kind of like. So I've ended up, you know, I spent the next 3 or 4 years outside off licences. You know, waiting to get served, getting people to get me drinks, going in, you know, couldn't get in any pubs, they wouldn't let us in the pubs in the area because we just kept throwing stones at them or just, you know, just terrorising the owners and, you know what I mean, just being nuisances, you know what I mean? But I kind of waited the next 4 years, between 14 and 18, we were waiting outside pubs and off licences, getting people to get me served, going to any lengths. Any lengths, you know what I mean? You know, kind of, you know, to get someone to get me a drink, you know what I mean? And, you know, and eventually, you know, we managed to get into the boozers, into the pubs and things like that, and you know, kind of like was in there, and I was knocking about with a few people, and we kind of thought we were invincible and things like that, and, you know, I come from quite a tough area, it's quite, you know, make no bones about it, it's a tough area, you know, I used to drink in some pubs, I was too scared to get off the seat because of some of the people that were drinking in them. I thought they were going to kill me on the way out, you know what I mean, you know, they were my idols. Maybe they were the people I looked up to, you know what I mean? You know, kind of, they were my sponsors. You know, kind of like, you know, kind of, so, you know, got involved in a little bit of dealing and things like that, and, you know, and before you know it, I was, you know, got involved in some child, I thought this was a great drug initially, you know what I mean? You know, and it was only about 3 or 4 weeks before I started going off my head on that one as well. And, you know, psychotic episodes and whatever, side a bit of dealing. But like, you know, most good dealers, you know, we get high on our own supply. You know what I mean? But unfortunately, it has to be paid for. You know, people want their money. You know what I mean? You know, if I, you know, when I was using, if I'd knocked the people, if people had knocked me the way I'd knocked them, I'd be giving them an hiding. How I walked out of it pretty much scot-free, I never know, you know what I mean? But there was a time in Camden Town where I couldn't really turn a corner where I wasn't scared for my life. You know what I mean? Whether it was imagined or kind of like, you know, in my head or whatever, you know what I mean? You know, kind of like, you know, you know, when you're in that kind of, that you're scared to go in pubs because you owe people money, you've turned people over you knew, you grew up with, you know what I mean? You know, that kind of stuff hurt me. You know what I mean? And, you know, so... You know, so I kind of like, not long after that, heroin appeared. Well, it didn't appear, a few of my friends were doing it, and I went round their house, and I don't think they wanted me to kind of have any, but I went round there anyway. You know what I mean? I'm going to take no for an answer. You know? Like all good addicts, you know what I mean? Yeah, so I ended up, you know, heroin and other, you know what I mean, you know, kind of like lifting my own gutter. There was never any kind of, really any heating in the house or, you know what I mean, you know, kind of lived from day to day, Mars bars, packets of crisp. You know, we kind of like lived off my aunt's pension, you know what I mean, you know, kind of me and my cousin and my brother. kind of like, you know, my cousin used to walk her over the bank. She'd worked all her life. You know, she worked down in Fleet Street, just down the road there, you know what I mean? You know, kind of, you know, and ripped apart by, you know, three people's addiction, really. We knew when her pension day was, we used to borrow money off her. We probably cleared her left, right and centre, you know what I mean? You know, so I was kind of like, you know, kind of like started to get to sort of like the end of my kind of like, I don't, you know what I mean? You know, addiction's just one of them things. I remember the first time I kind of like heard about sort of like Narcotics Anonymous was there would have been a few characters that I'd known from where I'd grown up. And, you know, 13, 14, you know, had needles coming out of their arms and whatever, you know what I mean? You know, they were the kind of people that kind of like when they walked up the street, you crossed over the road. You know what I mean? You know, like a few years later, people were doing that to me. You know what I mean? You know, sort of like when they ask you for a pound, you know, you just, oh no, here we are, God, you know what I mean? And then like in the mid-90s, I kind of like, I see like a couple of them have started to get clean. You know what I mean? And I remember them as like 7, 8 stone or whatever, you know what I mean? Sort of like, and I used to be a street trader. I used to work in Camden and, you know, and that would have been when I just started getting into heroin and whatever, and sort of like, you know, even though I was still trying to sort of like, I could still get out and earn a pound note at the weekends and whatever and survive throughout the week or, you know, hit family members or whatever for money and things like that. You know, kind of like, so the first person I remember clean was a guy called Ian Gilmore. That was the first person. And that was someone that where I grew up from Somers Town. You know, that was the first person I knew in the mid-90s, and then there was a few others that got clean and whatever. There was no program, no steps or anything like that. It was get clean and do what you want, you know what I mean? Serve up, you know what I mean? You know, I mean, there'd be pitch wars in Camden, people getting stabbed, you know what I mean? You know, kind of like, that was normal for me anyway, you know what I mean? So that was the kind of dysfunction I grew up in, you know? You know, so, but, you know, so I kind of like, I had a lot of years where I was clock watching. There was times, you know, all my arse had gone out of kind of like, you know, I better carry on because Gary's in the front here. And, he told me not to stay. I'm going right on too much. I know I'm going into the using and all that, you know what I mean? But, you know, I've used needles, used to pick foil out of the bin. I'm worried that I'm going talking too much about it, you know what I mean? So I'll try and move on. But, yeah, you know, so so I heard about it in the night, and a few of them used to try and get me to meetings. Like, come on, Russell, come to a meeting, you know, kind of like, and, you know, I used to look at them funny, you know, like there was something wrong with them. And, and I couldn't get my head around, you know, could a group of people kind of like, you know, what possibly, you know what I mean, could they, you know, something must have been working, you know, because they were, you know what I mean. You know, so, but I never went, I was, you know, I'd still had another 5, 6 years in me, and plus, especially when, you know, even after all what I shared, and even when I still walked into a detox unit and still didn't think I was an addict, you know, that was, you know, because I, you know, I kind of like, I wasn't, you know, my using weren't rolls of foil up the M1. It wasn't Al Pacino, it wasn't snacks on the table, you know, it was £10 bags. If I was lucky, you know, it was a couple of cans of Strongbow and it was what you had. And it was waiting for someone to knock on the door. You know, kind of, I wasn't out there holding up banks, you know what I mean? I wasn't out there, you know, holding up dealers and, you know what I mean? You know, I was stuck behind my front door. How was I going to get out of it? You know, and I was like that for many years. You know, I was eating off someone else's plate. You know, I used to eat off my cousin's plate. It was me and my brother and my cousin. We used to share each other's dinner. You know what I mean? You know, and some would say, well, at least you weren't going in the bins. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, I was too prideful. I mean, if I was walking around Camden Town and I saw the Hare Krishnas, I wouldn't go and get something to eat off them, just in case someone saw me. You know, so I'll starve, you know what I mean? Smart. Okay. So eventually, I kind of like, one of my pals had gone down to sort of like, he'd gone away and got some treatment. Everyone that seemed to come out of treatment seemed to relapse. They'd come around my ass and... been in Bristol or something like that, you know, and then like, you know, they'd come up my ass and they'd be using it. And, you know, sort of like, anyway, I'd one particular person come up my ass and he had a basic text with him one day and I just opened it up and I had a little look through it. And I thought, oh, that looks all right, that looks good. And the next day I was around the doctor's. And then the next day I was down to the substance misuse people. Well, not the next day, but, you know, somewhere along the line. I'd been there a few years earlier and, you know, just told them a pack of lies, you know what I mean? I told them, I was quite serious about stopping. I just wanted to get the methadone, basically, so when I never had nothing, I kind of, like, had something just to stop me from clucking, you know what I mean? Or just to sell it or something like that, so I wouldn't... And I didn't even know if I was serious this time, you know, and I kind of like, and I managed to sort of like, you know, I think it took me 3 months to get into treatment, I wouldn't call it treatment, I could barley wood, you know, I would hardly call it treatment, but, you know, best thing that happened to me was it shut. Anyway, so, you know, I had to ring them once a week. And, you know, some days on a, you know, sort of like on a Friday, I'd be, you know, too stoned or whatever. I'd managed to have a bit of gear and, you know, I'd managed to nick some of my brother's puff that I'd, you know, found lying around the house. Or, you know, I'd had the beds up or something like that and managed to found a bit of puff that was, you know, stuck in the carpet or something like that, you know what I mean? But I always managed to make the phone call, last knocking's on a Friday. So I'd done that, you know, sort of like, for 3 months, you know, 16 times. If you don't, if you ring them once, apparently you're committed. Once a week, you know. You know, and I got into the detox and whatever, and sort of like, and I left a guy in my house, one of my pals that's no longer with us, to be honest with you. And I remember before going into the detox and to kind of like, and I still wasn't sure because I was kind of trying to find a way to smuggle gear in there, three runs of, you know what I mean, you know, some big, you know, large smuggler, you know what I mean, three runs of heroin, and shared one of them with someone, you know what I mean, and he grasped me up in there. And there was people using in there and everything was going on in there, you know what I mean? You know, sort of like, and I was a little bit angry about this. And there's these dudes, these things come out. Experience has shown me. Anyway, kind of like, you know, well, I went for him anyway. And surprise, surprise. And, you know, the next day I was kind of like turfed with my bags and I was on my way back to London. And, you know, and that was where I kind of like, you know, I had to go to my first meeting. I'd done a meeting in the detox, I'd done meetings in the detox or whatever, but I kind of, my first London meeting was a Tuesday night, 7:30, get out of jail meeting, which is no longer there anymore. That was my first kind of London meeting. And the first thing I'd done when I kind of like got off, because I was scared, and, you know what I mean, you know, I wasn't long off a detox, because I knocked on someone, went round and knocked on my pal's door. And when I go into somewhere like Pentonville or something like that, I kind of like, you know, if I've gone in and done a share in the prisons or something like that, I kind of always say, you know, when you get to that gate, you know what I mean, you're going to have to make some decisions, you know what I mean, and like sort of like, you know, my decision was to knock on someone's door. I got through a week of meetings. And then I wanted to use, you know what I mean? And I think I even come out of a meeting. It wasn't a meeting I wanted to use, you know what I mean? My illness was still strong, you know. How are we doing with time? I've got 20 minutes. I'm like, okay. So anyway, so, you know, I got into the meeting, started doing meetings. I used for 2 days and, you know, kind of... and it was nip and tuck on the third day whether I kind of went and used again, you know what I mean? I kind of... I was like... And this time I picked up the phone and I called someone in NA. You know what I mean? Because even in that first detox, even though I've knocked it and whatever, I kind of, there was something I learned in there, and I thought, you know what, I can do this. There was, and you know what I mean? I just, there was a light that went on in Barley Wood. It was in one of them lectures, and something just went on, and I thought, I just see something on the board, and it said, I can't, I can, I will. And it just kind of stuck with me, you know what I mean? And kind of like, and, you know, and sort of like, so after the 2 days of using, I kind of managed to get to a meeting. I'd rang a guy up, like, he used to go to the solo meetings a lot, a guy called Lee, and went down, he used to have a little actor's studio in Poland Street. And I managed to get down, you know, to him, eat some cakes, and I kind of absorbed a few cravings. And I got to the meeting, and I picked up a white keyring, and I picked up a Justice Today. And I was going into treatment on the Monday, you know what I mean, and kind of like, and you know, and I managed to get through to the Monday. And I'd done 5-6 months of treatment, hard treatment, tough treatment, you know. And I came out after 6 months, I met Johnny Barnett in there, you know. Can't get rid of him. Well, he can't get rid of me, I don't know. One or two, you know what I mean? So, you know, but the one thing that I've done, and I've been constant throughout everything, and I came into Narcotics Anonymous, and, you know, I've survived on meetings, you know, I've survived on meetings, and I've done meetings without the steps, and I've done meetings with the steps. And it's a lot easier when you're doing the steps and you're writing the steps. And I waited 2.5 years, you know, kind of like, you know. But, you know, I mean, in the 12 years that I've been around, the 12 and a half years, I've never stayed away from meetings. No, I've never stayed away from meetings. Mm. It's the one thing, even like, you know, we come here tonight, there's people about, you know, everyone's down here, we've all got new clothes on, you know what I mean? You know, some of us, we've all had a wash, you know what I mean? You know, don't shave, you know, everyone's looking pretty, and, you know what I mean? You know, kind of like, you know what I mean? But, you know, kind of like, you know, the meeting tonight, so, you know, he's coming along here, it saves my life, I was going to swear there. You know, kind of like, and I'm not one of these people that kind of like, it's great, if you get something from what I've shared, fine, if you don't, fine. You know, and if you've got any representatives with me, there's a meeting at 10:15 in Upper Street, St Mary's, that my sponsor set up. Go down there and talk about me. You know, because when I haven't liked certain things that I've heard, I've gone to a meeting and talked about it. You know what I mean? You know, kind of like, you know, no matter what's come on in my life, I've always come here. Whether I, you know, I haven't got the bird that I wanted, I haven't, you know, whatever. If I haven't got something I wanted, I don't like a particular meeting or whatever, you know what I mean? The desire to stay alive has been more important. You know what I mean? And kind of like, and I've seen, you know, you see a lot of things. You know, the fellowship at the moment is witnessing a lot of death. You know, kind of like, and, you know, like I said, when I went into sort of like, you know, the detox unit, I left one of my pals in my house with his girlfriend and they were using... And whatever, and kind of like, you know, he's dead. Not because he was in my ass, but, you know, you know. But the illness got him, you know. And, you know, he was untreated. He actually went into Barleywood before me, and I used to see people, friends of mine, that used to say, well, you know what, yeah, he's doing all right, you know, he's doing this, he's doing that, he's got a car or whatever, and was he got the correct paperwork for the car? You know. Listen, if I'm drinking, I'm drinking. Listen, when I was in Corfu or whatever, or, you know, or the Greek islands and sort of like, you know, and they said to me, have you ever ridden a bike before? I said, yeah, of course I have. I've never been on one in my life. I've been on one that I've nicked. You know, do you know how to ride it? Of course I know how to ride it, yeah. Do you think I put down the vodka because I had a bike sitting there? No, I don't think so. You know what I mean? I crashed 2 or 3, but I crashed so many bikes, I started taking out insurance. You know, and it's not all death and everything, you know what I mean? You know, still, you know what I mean? And so leave your brains at the door and get a sense of humour. You know what I mean? You know, if you need one in here, I'll tell you. And despite all that, we do actually have some fun. We do, you know what I mean? You know, actually, I can, you know, go to work and actually, you know, enjoy it. You know what I mean? You know, whereas, like, you know, work used to be about kind of a... when am I getting paid? I mean, today I got paid, you know what I mean? You know, this would have been the most important day of the week. You know what I mean? You know, sort of like this, you know, I'd be looking for, I'd be borrowing money in the week or whatever. And, do you know what I mean? You know, Friday, you know, there'd be the most because you knew you could score when I worked, you know what I mean? You know, so, yeah. You know, I've done other things, you know what I mean? I got involved, but I always loved music. You know what I mean? And kind of like, I just started buying some vinyl and things like that and whatever, and, you know, kind of like, and just kind of reinvigorated what I kind of liked before. Kind of like, I used to have some decks when I was a kid and things like that, and, you know, I was into hip hop from the early 80s and whatever, you know what I mean? But, you know, my old man couldn't put a pair of shoes on my feet, so I wasn't going to, you know, buy me a set of Technics, you know what I mean? You know, kind of. But I got all them in recovery. I got a nice brand new, you know, Pioneer Mark III that were brand new at the time. They were like the Porsche of, you know what I mean? Because I had nothing. I didn't have thousands of pounds when I was growing up or anything like that, you know, sort of like. So it is nice to have them material things, you know. It's nice to have a few quid, you know what I mean? You know, it's nice to have a nice shiny bike and, you know what I mean? Because I come from nothing, you know. I mean, it's important that we have goals and we achieve things and we do things and, you know what I mean? You know, kind of, you know, sort of like, so, you know, I don't live in a material world. You know what I mean? You know, sort of, my boss can soon wipe that smile off my face, you know what I mean? You know. I managed to fly, not because I knew someone in Narcotics Anonymous. You know what I mean? You know, because we get a few faces in here, you know, from, you know what I mean? I managed to do things because I went out and I earned the money and, you know what I mean? You know, kind of like, I was able to fly a DJ into the country and work with some people from, like, Chicago and things like that. That were, you know what I mean? You know, quite, you know. I did it because I loved it. I did it, you know, money wasn't, if it was, you know what I mean? You know, it stopped being fun, so I stopped doing it. You know, but, you know, it didn't happen because I knew someone in Narcotics Anonymous or they were doing a bit of service or whatever. It done it because I'd done some hard work, some ground work, and, you know what I mean, and worked with people and then done the overtime. And I couldn't just turn up and just like, you know what I mean? I had to do overtime and people had to be paid. I couldn't just go when I was using, well, you know, 50 people turned up, I can't pay you, you're not. You know, sort of like, you know what I mean? You know, kind of like, but I'll tell you what that taught me. It taught me a little bit about what I was capable of or whatever. Because after about 8 or 9 years, I just was like happy to settle for, you know, kind of like, you know, 4 day week turn up and whatever, bomb, bomb, bomb. But, you know, I think, you know, like that little thing just showed me that I had to kind of like, bills had to, people had to be paid, you know what I mean? You know, sort of like, you had to pay people, you couldn't just, you know, and things like that. So that kind of like, it taught me a little bit more about commitment. You know what I mean? So the one thing that saved my life, you know what I mean? And I've just done another step five. And I don't say that because, you know, I want everyone to think I'm great and I'm wonderful or whatever, because if you looked at the step five, you'd probably think, fuck it, should he be sharing tonight, you know? I kind of like, you know, in pursuit of some material things and whatever, I was prepared to use different methods, you know, street methods, you know what I mean? You know, not kind of like, you know, there's normal people in work that kind of like accept decisions and do things and they kind of go about it in a humble way and whatever, you know what I mean? And I kind of, you know, just twisting it all up and things like that, you know, it's all like that. I think this set of steps, what was growing in me was kind of like the sort of like the obsessions. I couldn't, like, that anger was growing in me, you know what I mean, you know, kind of like, I couldn't let go of, you know, if someone done something, it was, I mean, I remember a meeting got shut on the London Convention, and it drove me mad for 2 weeks, you know, that's not normal, you know, it's like, you know, it's not normal, you know what I mean, you know, sort of like, and, I mean, I kind of like, I done my first step four about 2.5 years, and I needed to do it. And I kind of knew, and I've still got the guide from when I'd done it, from the person that kind of like has took me through the step, he kind of like run his own treatment centre and whatever, that's where I'd done my treatment, so I kind of done, but I always kept the guide, you know what I mean, you know, I kind of thought, fuck me, this is, you know what I mean, this has saved my life, and, you know, but this time, we it was after the London Convention, funny enough, he was just in the country, we met up, we had a curry in the Edgware Road, and cost me 40 quid, and, because he wouldn't stop eating. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm keeping a mental count of it as it's big, 30 years, he's a big 30 years clean, he's a big guy. He just kept ordering more and more. You know what I mean? I knew he was an addict. Anyway, because leading up to this set of steps, before I was kind of thinking about it, I thought, well, I can't really ask Mike because, you know, his wife's just died and things like that, and you know what I mean? And there's, you know, kind of like, and, you know, I think I might have to do it myself. I'm going to do it myself. You know what I mean? You know, kind of like, well, I'm going to write it, read it, and listen to it. With all due respect, you know what I mean, you know, kind of like, and, you know, kind of sad we had the courage, said, how about we go back through the steps? And I said, yeah, let's do it. And we go through it through the green and gold. You know what I mean? And he was one of the people that was kind of around in the early days of NA and whatever, but he's kind of, you know, he kind of also hazeled and AA as well, so, you know what I mean? But and I kind of like, well, I was kind of like cynical around the step working guide, I'll be honest with you. And you know, kind of, but I'll tell you what, I'll be honest, I've had some really good results from it. You know, kind of like a really good results. And I think sometimes, you know, kind of like, you know, you if you feel like you're going over the same old ground and whatever, and you know, and he, and to be honest with you, he wanted to knock it on the head after step three. I said, well, no, let's carry on now, you know what I mean, because there's people in Narcotics Anonymous would love me not to do this. You know, so anyway, it's all done and whatever, and it's just a case of now of getting him in front of me and reading it, you know what I mean? My, you know, I've done what I can, I've done, you know what I mean? So, but I'm kind of thinking, it's been a month and he's kind of sitting there, you know what I mean? Like, you know, kind of, not that there's any great rush, you know what I mean? So, but the basic crux of it is, you know, I'm still prepared to kind of like turn up, go to meetings, you know, and whatever. You know, and I've had to go and turn up 12 o'clock at night. I've looked down at my phone, you know, 2.5 years ago, I've looked down at my phone and it's my sister on the phone. And I was just listening to some music, I couldn't sleep. And I was funny enough, I was listening to some music of the DJ that I've flown into the country, you know what I mean? You know, sort of like, and I looked at my sister, she said, oh, your brother's just taken an overdose, you know what I mean? He's in St Mary's in Paddington, you know what I mean? It's 70 paracetamol, you know, so kind of, you know, you do what you do, don't you? You get out of bed, you get on the bus and you go down there. And I knew where St Mary's was because I'd been to meetings in there, you know what I mean? I kind of found the place quite quickly. A bus arrived just on time. I didn't know what I was going to find. You know what I mean? You know, kind of like mum and dad never bothered to get out of bed. You know what I mean? You know, the rest of the family never bothered. You know what I mean? You know, kind of like, but I thought, you know, I've got to go, ain't I? You know, and they'd give him saying, and he managed to survive and whatever, you know, sort of like. And that was difficult, you know what I mean? Because we bury brothers in this fellowship. You know, kind of like, you know, kind of the fellow that I spoke about, you know, eventually, you know, 11 years or whatever, two brothers. The two of them had died. And, I mean, I got so disillusioned before I was doing this set of steps that I kind of, when I got the new bike, the first thing I done was I went up the graveyard, you know, and I had a look around that graveyard, you know what I mean, and kind of, you know, and just, you know, see a few friends that didn't get through and things like that, you know what I mean, you know, sort of like, and, you know, and I remember Liam, and the last time I saw Liam, I was on my way to the Euston meeting on a Sunday, and I said, come on, Liam, come to the meeting. I had to be nice because people said I'm a bit too intimidating, you know. So I kind of made it a joke. You're under arrest by the NA police, you know what I mean? yeah, I'm coming to the, this is the denial. I'm coming to the meeting. I'm just going to meet Tammy, and we'll be up to the meeting. He never came to the meeting. That was the last time I see him alive. I think he got banged up, and then his girlfriend in NA found him dead from an overdose, and his brother died 3 years later. You know what I mean? So, you know. But like I say, you know, I've got a good life. I've put the work in, you know what I mean? This is my priority, you know what I mean? Okay. And, I feel, you know, I probably feel the healthiest I've ever felt in my life. You know, people say the road gets narrower and things like that. Well, if you go to meetings and you talk to people and you do the basics and you do them things and you work the steps, then, you know, fucking things are all right. Not perfect. I haven't got everything I want in my life. I haven't got £1 million. You know what I mean? But, you know... From the person that walked in here and I was, you know, kind of like 8 stone in a 14 stone body, couldn't run for a bus. Thought I was dying when I run 10 yards, you know what I mean? I can pretty much get about pretty lively. I'm as light as a feather because I've cleared away a lot of stuff. I've cleared away a lot of earth, I've cleared away a lot of pride, I've cleared away a lot of the stuff I was carrying that I've smothered with drugs, you know what I mean? You know, sort of like, you know. So, you know, I keep turning up, I keep putting the footwork in. Fellowship is here to save our lives. I don't get along with everyone and anyone in here, you know what I mean? You know, I kind of try not to fall out with everyone, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's difficult. You know, so you know what I mean, I'm here tonight. I'm here, I've bought myself another 24 hours. And I know there'll be people in here, he's telling it, you know, he's telling bad about me, and all that rubbish. And, you know, kind of like, you know, I do what I need to do. And that's the most important thing. And if you've enjoyed what I've shared, fine. And if you haven't, fine. You know what I mean? Anyway, thanks.